Bikurim Perak Aleph Mishnah Zayin Hifrish Bikurov Umar Chosadei. If a person is mafish his Bikurim and then he sold his field, maybe Veiner Kari, so he brings Bikurim, but he doesn't read the parsha. Why doesn't he read the parsha? Because he doesn't own it anymore. The obvious question, as we just said in the previous Mishnayos, that if at one point in time it was fitting to say the parsha Bikurim where you owned it, and it was also fitting to say the parsha, and then afterwards it came to a point where it was no longer fitting to say the parsha, you're supposed to let it rot. You can't just bring it and not say the parsha anymore. So the Yerushalmi asks this, and it says that the Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where the guy, when he actually took the fruits off, he knew he was going to be selling the land. So therefore, from the starting point, it was never fitting or intended that there would be a time of kriya. The Hasheni, and now the second guy that bought it from him, so what does he do? Me'oso hamin eno mevi. From that species, let's say it was a pomegranate, from that he does not bring because you brought. Mimin acher, but from a different species, let's say grapes, maybe vikare, he would bring and he would also say the parsha. So why does he not bring it all on the first one? So on that the Rav says, because the Torah says, higadati hayom, the Rav says, pam achas magid, venu magid beis panim. So one time, there's a Haggadah, there's one time that one reads, but not two times on the same species. So therefore, since the first guy brought the Bikurim on this species, on the pomegranate, you don't bring it anymore on that same species. It almost sounds like, first, that it's almost like in Lamdas, I'm not sure if this is true, but it sounds like a din in the Cheftza. The Bikurim's a din in the Cheftza, according to the Tanakhama. And since this species, somebody brought Bikurim on, you don't do it as well. The obvious question is though, and Taisis Yantav asked this, is that the first guy himself also doesn't say anything. He's not Magid. When it says Pam Achas Magid, nobody was Magid, because if we recall, the first guy, the Mishnah tells us, the first guy, he's not Magid, he's not Kairei. So Tesianta says it just means whoever is Bechlal v'igadati ayom. And the first guy was obviously Bechlal v'igadati ayom, at least to bring the Bikurim, even though he himself wouldn't say the Parsha. So therefore, since it was once brought, you yourself don't bring it at all. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Me Oso Amin Mevi V'Kairei. Rabbi Yehuda says, even that same species, so for example, the pomegranate, even that pomegranate that the first guy brought as Bikurim, he didn't say the parsha, but he still brought it. You can bring it, and you also say the parsha Bikurim, because you own the field, you own the tree, you say the parsha. Why is that? So he says that, which we have that drasha, pam achas magid veinu magid shnei panim, that's only by an adam echad, by one person. But two people, almost sounds like, it's a din in the gavra, according to Bihuda. Two people, since you have a chiyuv, so therefore you would bring the Bikurim, and you would also say the parsha. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.